我们开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
May we begin by reading from the Word of God.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太第七章十三十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 through 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, that the way is broad, that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small, and the way is narrow, that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
约翰福音第九章
John,
第十章
John chapter 10
第十章第九节
John chapter 10 verse 9
我就是门凡从我进来的必然得救并且出入得草吃
I am the door if anyone enters through me he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture
第十四章
John chapter 14
第四节到第六节
Verses 4 through 6
我往哪里去你们知道那条路你们也知道多马对他说主啊我们不知道你往哪里去怎么知道那条路呢耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去
And you know the way where I am going Thomas said to the Lord Lord we do not know where we are goingHow do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
我们来看启示录第二十一章。
Revelation 21.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
十二个门是十二颗珍珠。每门是一颗珍珠，城内的街道是金晶，好像明透的玻璃。
And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass.
加拉太书第三章第三节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 3.
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗?
Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
我们最后看一处的旧约耶利米尼希米记。
And we'll look at the book in the Old Testament, Nehemiah.
尼希米记第一章。
Book of Nehemiah, chapter 1.
第一节到第三节。
Verses 1 through 3.
哈加利亚的儿子尼西米的言语如下亚达薛西王二十年祭司流月我在苏珊城的宫中那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景他们对我说那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难受凌辱并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, it came to pass in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the citadel. Then Hanani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped.Who had survived the captivity and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down and its gates are burned with fire.
主耶稣在马太福音第七章里面提到门和路的问题。
The Lord Jesus in the book of Matthew tells us about the gate and the way.
通常呢我们会把这个马太福音七章十三节和十四节呢当作是一个福音的题目啊。
Sometimes we will use this gate and this way as a topic for the gospel.
因为我们中文的圣经的翻译的这个地方哈，那么跟原文呢有一点点的出入。
The Chinese version and the original wording, there are some discrepancies.
他说你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡啊，那个灭亡这两个字呢，我觉得翻的是太重了。
It says the wide gate and the broad road leads to destruction, and I feel that this is a little bit strong.
所以你看，在英文的圣经里面呢，都把它翻成 destruction, 就是毁坏的意思。
The English says the word destruction.
他说那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
And the way is broad, and the gate is wide, and many are those who enter.
那么十四节呢，讲到引到永生。你看中文的圣经，就是那个永字是没有的，旁边点点点，原文是没有的。
And this,
no eternal.
In the Chinese, there's no eternal.
In Chinese, there.
Oh, in Chinese, the small gate and the narrow road, it does include the word eternal.
英文里面就没有 eternal 这个字。
And in the English, it does not include the word eternal.
就是说引到生命。
So it means that it is of life.
所以呢，这一段话不是光是用来传福音的。
So we know that these two verses should not be used to preach the gospel.
主在这里很清楚告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus tells us very clearly here.
如果我们进的是宽门大路。
If we enter the wide gate and the broad road.
我们带进的一个结果呢是被毁坏。
We walk on a path that leads to destruction.
如果我们进的是窄门小路。
If we enter the small gate and walk the narrow way.
那么这个会引到生命。
That leads to life.
所以这个毁坏的意思就是你达不到生命的果效。
So this destruction means that you cannot achieve life.
我们都知道我们在属灵的经历里面要能达到属灵的果效是非常重要。
We know that in spiritual terms, when we want to bear spiritual fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须清楚属灵的经历是有门有路的。
So we have to pay attention to the fact that in the spiritual sense, there is a door and there is a way.
所以今天如果我们进错了门，走错了路。
So today, if we enter the wrong door and we walk on the wrong path,
这个对我们影响很大。
This will affect us greatly.
我想今天我们在世界的生活中。
Today, our lives in the world.
如果我们进错了门，走错了路，那个也会造成很大的损失。
If we walk into the wrong door and walk the wrong path, that will also get us into trouble.
在属灵的事情呢，更是这样。
And in the spiritual life, it is more so.
所以请我们记得走宽门大路。你不可能达到生命的果效。
So if we walk through the wide gate and the broad road, that will you cannot achieve the will of God.
我们必须要进窄门走小路。
We have to walk through the small gate and walk the narrow road.
那么我们才能够达到生命的果效。
Then we can achieve the fruits of life.
那么这个窄门这个小路。
This small gate and this narrow road.
它原文的意思都是很狭窄。
The original meaning means that it is very small and narrow.
啊，那么意思就是说呢，这个门和这个路是有限制的。
That means that this door and this way, there are limitations to it.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这个限制是什么呢？
And what is this limitation?
因为主说我就是门，我就是路。
The Lord Jesus says, I am the door, I am the way.
所以呢，这个限制是限制在主耶稣的身上。
So therefore, this limit is the limit on Jesus himself.
所以我们简单的来说，就是这个门是窄于主，这个路是小于主。
So simply put, this gate is small in Jesus, and this way is narrow in Jesus.
为什么说主的门是窄的，主的路是小的呢？
Why is it that Jesus' gate is small and Jesus' way is narrow?
是的，当我们在传福音的时候，我们就这样说了。
True, when we preach the gospel, we say it like this.
我们说除他以外，别无拯救。
That anything aside from him is no good.
你不进主耶稣这个门，不走主耶稣这个路，你是不可能得救。
That if you do not enter the door of Christ and walk the way of Christ, you cannot achieve salvation.
所以对这个世界来讲，对世人来讲。
So for the world and the people of this world,
这个门是窄门，这个路是小路。
This door is small and this way is narrow.
所以你常常会听见有些人会有这样的反应。
So some people respond in this way.
他说你们传福音讲到主耶稣经文太狭窄了吧。
People will say, oh, the gospel that you preach is you're so narrow-minded.
那今天世界上有这么多的宗教。
There are so many different religions in this world.
有这么多的一些的理论。
There are many thoughts and philosophies.
因为别的人家也可以达到这个效果吧。
And other people, they can achieve the same goal.
我想所有的基督徒都清楚。
And I think every Christian is very clear on this.
如果不借着主耶稣是不可能得救。
Without the Lord Jesus, you cannot have salvation.
你不借着主耶稣，你到不了神那里去。
Without the Lord Jesus, we cannot come before God the Father.
所以一方面来讲，在福音上面来讲，对于这个世界来讲，主的路就是窄门，主的路就是小路。
And regarding the gospel, the way of the Lord is you enter the small gate and the way is narrow.
所以我想，这个是我们所有基督徒我们都坚持的，对不对？
So all believers, we accept this.
但是其实呢？等你蒙恩得救之后，在属灵的经历上也是这样。
And after we are saved, our spiritual experience is like this as well.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的经历如果不是透过主耶稣这个门，不是走在主耶稣这条路上，是达不到生命的果效。
If our experience in life is not through the door of Christ or through the way of Christ, then we cannot achieve the spiritual experience.
所以圣经里面很确定地告诉我们，唯有他是门，唯有他是路。
And the Bible clearly tells us that He alone is the door and He alone is the way.
在我们蒙恩得救时是这样。
When we are saved, it is like this.
那么在我们以后属灵的生活里面也是这样。
And thereafter in our spiritual life, it is the same.
所以我们基督徒要记住。
So Christians, we need to remember.
不是主就不是门。
If it is not the Lord, then it is not the right door.
不是主就没有门。
If it is not the Lord, then there is no door.
除了主就没有路，不是路。
If there is no Lord, then there is no way.
除了主就没有路。
And without the Lord, there is no way.
弟兄姊妹，这个话如果你能领会。
And brothers and sisters, if we can accept these words.
并且你一生持守这一个。
And if we hold on to this for a lifetime.
主会让你的生命在主面前不断的增长，不断达到丰
富。The Lord will allow your life to be abundant and will allow your life to grow.
今天在地上的教会中啊。
Today and all the churches in the world,
有很多人开一些门，指引一些的路。
Many doors are open with many different ways.
那些宽门大路。
Those wide, big doors and wide roads.
你开头时候觉得说，哎呀，走在里面觉得真的很好。
At first, when you walk in, you feel like this is a good thing.
但是达不到生命的果效。
But you cannot bear the fruits of life.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这是主给我们一个重要的原则。
This is a very important principle that God has given us.
就是你只能进窄门走小路，你才可能使生命越来越丰富。
The only way to have a more abundant life is to enter that small gate and that narrow road.
所以我们不能把主的门弄大了，这个路弄大了，这不可以。
So we cannot widen the Lord's gates and widen the Lord's road.
这是主给我们所讲的。非常确定的话。
This is a faithful statement.
并且主告诉我们说，提醒我们说，进宽门大路的人很多。
And not only that, the Lord says that those who walk in through the wide gate and the broad road are many.
主说呢，找着窄门小路的人很少。
But those who enter the small gate and walk the narrow road are few.
在教会历史上
，in church history，
看见。的确应验主的话。
We see that those who follow the words of the Lord.
所以今天我们需要听神的话。
So today we need to listen to the words, Lord.
主既然说他的门是窄的，他路是小的。
Today the Lord says that His door is small and His way is narrow.
我们就不能把这个路弄大，不能把这个 把这个门弄大。
We cannot make the door wide and widen the road.
所以这是一个重要的原则。
This is a very important principle.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们晓得这个门和路啊，它一个先后的次序。
That this door and this road, there is a sequence.
在属灵世上是先进门后走路。
In spiritual things, we first enter the door, then we walk the way.
啊，这跟我们一般的生活上面的这个情形有点不大一样。
And this might not be the same with our normal everyday life situations.
我们有些弟兄姊妹住得很远。
Some brothers and sisters live very far away.
你们跑了很远的路才进了这个门。
Many have traveled very far distances before you enter the door here today.
但是属灵的事情不是这样。
But in spiritual things, it is not like this.
属灵事情有点像呢，你来到怎么来到一个国家公园。
In spiritual things, it's like you have come to a national park.
那么你要先进一个门，然后在后面走很多的路。
First, you enter this gate or this border, and then you can go into the park.
所以对我们基督徒来讲，
So for Christians,
你属灵的经历啊，能进入丰富，首先你要知道门在哪里。
In order for us to have an abundant life, we have to know where the door is.
那么然后你要知道怎么来走这条路。
And then you have to know how to walk this narrow way.
所以这个门和路呢，乃是我们在属灵生命经历上面的两个重要的原则。
So this door and this way are two very important principles in our spiritual life.
在过往的历史中啊，
In history,
有许多弟兄们解释这个门和路的时候，
When people have described and talked about this door in this way,
啊，我要先说啊，这个门和路啊，和我们个人经历有关，和整个教会的生活也有关。
First, I want to say that this door and this way, is directly involved with our personal lives as well as the life of the church.
所以有弟兄们解释说，这个门呢，是一个信心的门。
So some have described this door as a door of faith.
这个路呢，是一个顺服的路。
And this way is a way of obedience.
那弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
啊，我想其实呢，很多人讲我们进信心的门也走信心的路啊。
So we enter the door of faith and we also walk this way of faith.
其实呢，我们晓得这个顺服呢，就是信心的一个实际行动。
And we know that this way of obedience is a movement that is acted on by faith.
所以我们说走信心的路一定是走顺服的路。
So if we walk the faithful way, that is the way of obedience.
啊，你看亚伯拉罕就是这样。
And if you look at Abraham, he was like this.
在加勒底的乌尔，神荣耀的神向他显现。
And in the the area of Hur, the Lord revealed himself to him.
那么结果呢，亚伯兰里面就开始产生信心了，对不对？
And Abraham had faith.
下面我们看见呢，神亚伯兰就开始有一个信心的行动，顺服神的带领。
And then thereafter, Abraham had this faithful life before the Lord.
所以因此呢，他就开始呢，离开加勒底的乌尔，开始往迦南地区。
And so he left the land of Ur and headed towards the land of Canaan.
所以从亚伯兰身上，我们可以看见有信心的门和顺服的路。
So in the life of Abraham, we can see that there was a door of faith that he entered, and then there was this way of faith and obedience that he walked on.
也有这样的解释。
And there's also this other explanation.
就这个信心的门呢，像过一个关。
That this door is like passing the border.
啊，你像今天你从海外回来的时候进了西雅图的机场，你需要过关的。
It's as if you took an international flight and you entered to SeaTac Airport. You have to pass the immigration border.
然后后面你才能走路的。
Then after that, you can enter the country.
那么我们从旧约圣经里面呢，用两个例子说明一下，你也很容易明白。
And in the Old Testament, there are examples that we can see that will make it clear for us.
当神带领几百万的以色列百姓要离开埃及。
When God was used Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
首先他们需要过一个大关，就是红海。
The first border, was the Red Sea.
他们来到红海那里的时候，我们知道摩西用杖击打红海，红海就分成两 两边。
And as they came up to the Red Sea, Moses used his staff to hit the water, and the seas parted ways so they could walk through.
2-3 million Israelite people 就从红海渡过。
And the entire nation of Israel was able to pass through the Red Sea.
他们算过了一个关。
In a sense, they have passed the border.
通常我们晓得这个是指着基督徒的受浸说的，受浸是个关。
And sometimes Christians refer to this as baptism, that baptism is also a passage through the border.
然后下面他们有40年在旷野里面行走。
And then there were 40 years in the wilderness where they walked this way.
40年后他们来到了加迪斯巴尼亚了。
Then after 40 years, they...
加迪斯巴尼亚
they came,
就是来到约旦河边上
they came to the River Jordan.
那么在这个时候呢我们知道神就借着约书亚带领他们过约旦河。
And after at this point, the Lord used Joshua to allow them to pass through the River Jordan.
他们又过一个关。
And they passed another border.
然后呢他们就开始进入迦南地。
And then they began and entered into the land of Canaan.
在他们还没有进入迦南地之前呢。
And prior to their entrance into the land of Canaan,
神就对这个约书亚说
God said to Joshua,
他说凡你们脚掌所踏之地
He said, wherever your foot will tread,
那意思说呢你要占领迦南地你必须去走的你脚要实实在在的踩在上面。
It means that wherever your foot steps on the ground,
凡你们所踩的才能成为你的产业。
Wherever you step, that land I will give to you.
所以这也是一个例子，叫我们晓得要过关，然后呢，下面开始走路。
So this tells us that once you've passed the border, then you can start walking.
所以呢，这是信心的门，顺服的路啊。
So this is the door of faith and the path of obedience.
啊，这是一个很重要的一个解释。
This is a very important illustration.
那么关于个人的经历呢，还有第二方面的解释。
And not only in our personal lives, but there's another important aspect.
这个门呢，也可以称作是认识。
This door can be also described as a knowing.
这个路呢称作实际。
And this way is the reality.
我们讲到认识的门和达到实际的路。
Entering through you have to begin with knowing, then you can know how to walk.
我们都知道在属灵的事情上第一步你是先有认识。
In spiritual things, the first step is you have to know.
但是你光认识不够的。
But if you only know, that is not enough.
你还需要走路。
We have to walk.
然后才能够达到实际。
Then you can, gain the reality of it.
当然了，我们知道认识也是一个经历啊。
We know that knowing is also an experience.
啊，所以我们知道门和路都是指的属灵生命的经历说的。
We know that this knowing, this door, and this way, of reality is a spiritual importance.
在属灵世上，基督徒需要追求认识。
So in our spiritual life, we need to pursue after this knowing.
但我们知道这个认识也不是光是外面道理上的认识。
And this knowing is not just understanding some doctrines.
所以保罗在以弗所书第一章里面告诉我们。
So Paul in Ephesians chapter 1 tells us.
需要主开我们的眼睛。
We need the Lord to open up our eyes.
叫我们能真认识他。
So that we can truly know him.
啊。所以呢，这个认识也是一个经历，是主开我们眼睛的经历。
So this knowing is an experience. It is the Lord opening up our eyes.
所有属灵的事情都是有门的。
All spiritual things have a door.
第一个，你先认识门在哪里。
First, you know where the door is.
然后你要知道路在哪里。
Then you know where the road is.
这样的话呢，弟兄姊妹们，你才能够达到那个属灵的实际。
Then you can gain the spiritual reality.
我想我这样讲啊，太道理性了。
I think this is still too much of a doctrinal.
我举个实际的例子来说明一下。
I'll use a more practical example.
我这几天呢想了很久啊。
These past couple of days, I've been thinking about this a lot.
我不太容易找到一个合适的例子。
And I couldn't find an appropriate example.
而过去呢，我在 生活侍奉上的例子，有的在弟兄姊妹中间讲了好多遍。
And in my own personal experiences, I've already told all of you many times.
所以我想了半天呢，没有合适例子，所以我还是讲一个老故事。
So I couldn't find any new examples, so I'll still use an old example of mine.
我只好用江弟兄的话来说。
And I'll have to use Brother Stephen Kong's words.
I'm not tired to tell story.
He says, I'm not tired to tell stories.
我还是因为我觉得这弟兄姊妹不要光看这个故事，我要解释这个经历。
But don't pay attention only to the story, but I want to explain the experience.
那我们先读三处圣经，好不好？
Let's first read a couple of passages in the Bible.
在罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第六节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 6.
他因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him,
保罗在这里告诉我们说有一个重要的认识知道。
Paul tells us that there is a very important knowing that we have to have.
知道我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
We have to know that our old self has been crucified with Christ.
我们知道这个旧人是什么东西，旧人是指的所有堕落人的那个天性说的。
Now what is this,
败坏的天性。
What is this old self? It's none other than the fallen nature, the sinful nature of man.
所有的都与基督同钉十字架。
And all of it has been crucified with Christ.
然后我们再看哥罗西书。
Now let's look at Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第三节。
Colossians 3 verse 3.
因为你们已经死了。
For you have already died.
然后我们再看加拉太书第二章。Galatians.
Oh, let's look at Galatians.
Chapter 2.
Chapter
2. 二十节。
Verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
我想我们把这三处的圣经摆在一起。
If we put all three of these verses together,
现在我们有了一个认识。
Then we have a knowing.
我们晓得当我们受浸的时候。
We know that when we were baptized,
我们已经归入基督的死了。
We have been included in the death of Christ.
现在我们手中有三节有力的经文。
So now we have in our hands three verses of confidence.
第一个，我们知道我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
First, we know that our old man has been crucified with Christ.
第二个，我们知道我们已经死了。
And the second, we know that we are already dead.
第三个说呢，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And the third is, we know that I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
And now it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me.
我们要知道这几句话在属灵的世界里面是非常厉害的兵器。
These verses are very severe verses.
你要先有这么一个认识。
These are great weapons, and we have to have this knowledge.
Okay, 现在开始我要讲我的故事。
Now I will tell you my story.
那么我想很多年前，至少二十多年前。
I think about 20 years ago.
有一天我们全家去餐馆吃饭。
Our whole family, we went out to eat at a restaurant.
正好碰见一对年轻的弟兄姊妹。
And we bumped into a young couple, also Christians.
我们很熟啊，他们读高中的时候我们就在一起。
And we've known them since they were in middle school.
那么那个弟兄就跑来找我。
And that brother came up to me to talk to me.
他说：“弟兄，我有能不能跟你有点交通？”
He said, "Brother, son, can I talk to you?"
当然见到弟兄很开心了。我说：“好啊，可以。”
So of course, meeting a brother at a restaurant is very happy, and I said, "Of course, come talk to me."
所以他过来就跟我讲什么呢
？And he came to me. What did he tell me?
他说呢，我的姊妹要我告诉你。
He said, "My wife wants me to tell you."
他每次听你讲道都头痛。
Every time my wife listens to you preach, she gets a headache.
我说这样吗？哎呀，真是对不起呢。
And I said, really? And I'm very, very sorry.
他说我的姊妹要我告诉你。
And he said, my wife wants me to tell you.
你的讲道啊。
Your preaching.
启示性很大，就很多启示。
It reveals a lot of things.
但是呢，牧养性很少。
But the shepherding aspect was very few.
我在那个之前呢，我从来没有听过这个词，什么叫牧养性，什么叫做启示性啊。
But prior to this, I didn't really understand. I've never heard of this term of revealings and this shepherding, pastoring.
当然，他这么一讲啊，我去吃饭的那个好心情完全没了。
And after he said these things to me, I lost my appetite.
我被刺到了。
I was hurt.
这个撒旦也用这个做火箭，要射到我里面。
And Satan used these as missiles and shot me.
所以我的里面开始发烧。
And inside, I was began to.
血气被挑起来。
I began to fume inside, and my anger flared up.
但是我觉得哈，我呢是一个年纪大一点的弟兄，我也是一个侍奉主的，所以我要维持我的风度。
So I thought to myself, well, I am an elderly person or older person, and I am a servant of the Lord, so I must keep my composure.
虽然我里面已经开始不舒服了
But inside I was feeling very uneasy
但是我的脸还是笑脸
But my face I was still smiling
我说如果这样那真是对不起
I said if it really is like this then I am very sorry
那他很高兴就走了
And he was very happy and he walked away
所以那一天呢我吃了什么东西完全忘记
And that day I didn't remember anything that I ate
那我想我们都有这样的经验
I think we all have experiences like this
当这些话刺进来的时候
When these words stab us
当然首先我们 有血有肉、啊、所以我们这个血气就 会上来
And we are flesh so my fleshly anger began to boil
我第一个反应
My first response
我觉得你这个年轻人真是不懂礼貌
First I thought in my heart I thought this young man has no respect
你不会尊敬 年长的弟兄
You don't respect your elders
第二个点
The second thing
我呢虽然对我自己的讲道向来都不满意
I personally have never been satisfied with my own speaking
但是我的道也不是你这个年轻人可以批评的
But nonetheless my speaking is not up to you to judge
然后你知道我们这个人呢一受刺激这个情绪起来说各样各样的味道都出来了
And you know that in our emotions when our emotions are flared up all sorts of thoughts come into our mind
当然我就感觉很沮丧很 frustrated
And I was very frustrated
啊，那么也觉得很灰心
And I felt disappointed
啊，那么所以呢这一路回去时候这个里面就是翻腾了
And on the way, all the way on the way home, I was tossing and turning within.
当然回到家里面呢。
And as soon as I got home,
我也知道我不能把我的情绪什么都发在我太太孩子身上，不可以的啊。
I know that I can't just throw my emotions upon my wife and kids.
哎呀，我心里面内心里面又很又痛苦了。
And deep within, I was in a lot of pain.
所以我就回到我的房间里面，跪在主面前祷告。
So I entered my room and knelt down and prayed.
当然了，我是侍奉主人，圣经读了那么多遍，这个基本道理是知道的了。
Of course, I'm a servant of the Lord, and I've read the Bible verses many times, and so these basic things I know.
啊，所以因此呢，我就开始在里面运用主的话啊。
So I began by using the words of the Lord within me.
因为我们已经死了。
Because I have already died.
所以死了不应该有反应，对不对？
So if we have already died, we shouldn't have a reaction.
但是呢，这个里面反应很强烈。
But the reaction was still inside was still very strong.
然后就说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And I said, I have already been crucified with Christ.
我里面的感觉说没死，没死。
And inside, I was not dead at all.
这个翻腾还是很厉害。
And this struggle was still within me.
所以我就觉得主的话跟我的经历中间的距离很遥远。
So I felt like the reality of God's words was very far from me.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们要记住一件事情。
We have to remember one thing.
你可以知道这些道理。
You can know these passages.
我们要晓得。
But we have to know.
信心的宣告不等于信心。 The proclamation of the faith is not equal to faith.
Oh, proclaiming faith is not equal to having faith.
我们今天有许多时候，我们以我们抓住神的话，我们来宣告、宣告、宣告就可以。弟兄姊妹们，请我们记得，信心的宣告不等于信心。
So today we have the words of faith and we proclaim it out and we do it nonstop, but proclaiming faith doesn't mean that we have faith.
这个与主同死的事实啊，我已经多年都知道。
This fact that I have died with Christ already, this fact I already knew.
但是就在这个时刻，
but in that moment,
完全用不上去。
It was completely useless to me.
就跪在主面前，我里面就是很苦啊。
So I knelt down before the Lord and I was suffering.
感谢主。
But thank God.
约翰福音十六章里面，
John chapter 16,
主告诉我们，
the Lord tells us,
是真理的圣灵来了，他能引我们进入真理，进入神话语的事。
The Spirit of Truth comes and will guide us into all truth.
所以当我正在那里很难过的时候啊。
So when I was in the midst of my struggles.
感谢主，圣灵把那个膏油涂抹在这些话语上面。
Thank God that the Holy Spirit anointed these words to me.
这个膏油一来啊。
And when the anointing came.
我立刻就发觉我真是死了。
Immediately, I felt like I was dead.
我刚才的那些不愉快的感觉，那些翻腾的感觉，一下之间就全部都窒息了。
All of those unhappy feelings and all of those struggles within me were immediately gone.
我就完全进入一种深处的安息。
And I entered into this peace.
我对那个年轻的弟兄姊妹，我一点也不恨他们。
And I did not have any hate towards that young couple.
啊，哎呀，我整个人进入一种的安息。
I immediately entered into a true peace.
我就伏在主的跟前。
And I prostrated myself before the Lord.
我对主说。
And I said to the Lord.
主啊，在西雅图。
I said, Lord, in Seattle.
我上面没有比我更年长的弟兄姊妹在这里。
Above me, there's no one older than I am.
没有什么年长人可以帮助我。
There were no elders in the church that could help me.
我说我感谢你。
I thank you.
借着比我年幼的弟兄
that you use someone who was younger than I
来帮助我
to help me
给我这么好的提醒
to give me such a good reminder
所以弟兄姊妹知道吗从那天开始起
so brothers and sisters from that day forward
我就非常注意我的讲道有没有牧养性
I paid attention very closely to whether my speaking my messages had any shepherding
我就说我就知道如果我即使讲很高的启示的东西如果弟兄姊妹得不着供应那没用
I realized that if I spoke of really spiritual high and lofty things but it's not useful to brothers and sisters then what good is that
讲一些属灵死道理更是没用
and if you preach a lot of dead doctrines then what good is that
感谢主
but thank God
大概三四个月之后
about 3 or 4 months after
啊，有一天散会
and after the meeting
我从讲台上下来
When I came off from the podium,
我们在从前的旧会所啊，在门口我就碰见那个姊妹。
And at the old church building, as I was walking out, I bumped into that young sister.
那个姊妹笑眯眯的跑来找我。
And that young sister with a smiling face approached me.
她说：“孙弟兄。”
Said, "Brother, son."
现在你的讲道非常有牧养性。
She said, "Brother, son, now your messages have a lot of shepherding."
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道在属灵的事情上面
we know that in spiritual things,
属灵的认识是一个重要的经历
the spiritual knowing is very important.
但是呢，你还有属灵的路需要走的
but there's also this spiritual walk that we have to
你一定要进入
that we have to enter in.
这样你才能够怎么样达到那个属灵上的实际
Then we can enter, touch the reality.
我想我们在天天的生活里
in our everyday life,
在侍奉里
in our service,
你都可以碰见很多的机会来运用真理的。
We can have a lot of opportunities to use our experience.
所以认识是一个门。
So this knowing is the door.
但是呢，还有需要进入实际的路要走的。
But we have to walk this path of obedience.
请我们记得
May we remember.
如果我们知道了
If we know it,
我们不走
but refuse to walk it,
等于不知道
It's as if you don't know it.
这就是为什么这些年我们听了许多的道。
Why is it that all these, after all these years of listening to messages,
我们也可能读了很多的圣经。
And perhaps we have read much of the Word of God.
而在我们的生活里面这个实际这么少。
But in our daily living, we have such little experience.
为什么呢?
Why is that? Because we're not walking.
我有的时候在主面前呢，心里面有很深的叹息。Sigh.
Oh, I often sigh before the Lord.
我认识很多过去的年长的弟兄姊妹。
And I have known a lot of brothers and elderly brothers who have passed.
你们原谅我说，有的人他们年日中他们的知道可能还没有我们多啊。
And those brothers probably don't know as much as we know today.
但是在他们的生活中啊，显出这个实际啊。
But in their daily life, the fruits that they bear are abundant.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不是光知道而已。
So brothers and sisters, it's not just about knowing.
你需要去走。
We have to walk this path.
啊，如果你不走。
And if you don't walk this path,
等于不知道。
It's as if you don't know.
所以难怪你听了很多道，听完了就过去了。
That's why many times we listen to messages and it just passes through us.
所以这是今天我们在主跟前需要被提醒。
So today we need to be reminded of this.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
属灵的经历是有门有路的。
Spiritual experience has a door and a way.
并且呢,这个只有窄门小路。
And this door is small and this way is narrow.
像刚才我所讲的经历一样。
Just like the example I just gave.
你碰到这样的情形,没有人能帮助你的。
When you touch an experience like I did, no one can help you.
这里只有一条,一个门,一个路。
There is only one door and one way.
你只有从主这里经过,你才会有好的结果,对不对?
Only if you have good results, you can only go through the door of Christ.
我们知道今天有很多人用其他的方法。
Today there are a lot of other methods out there.
最不好的就是发脾气呀，把这个怒气弄到别人身上去了。
If you have anger, sometimes we put that on to others.
或者说呢，你就是一个人生闷气生了很久。
Or you keep it inside for a long time.
也没路可走，整天就只好苦着脸。
And there's no good path, so then you just suck it up and take it inside.
不，请我们记得。
So may we remember.
属灵的事情是有门有路的。
In spiritual things, there is a door and there is a way.
你找到了门，你进入走上那个路。
If you can find that door and find that way,
主告诉我们说这是达到生命的。
Then the Lord tells us, then this will lead to life.
所以我们基督徒所求的就是这个生命的果效。
And so what we pursue after is the fruits of life.
所以主讲这个门讲这个路是非常重要的事情。
So when the Lord Jesus talks about this door and this way, it is very important.
那么不仅在我们个人基督徒属灵的经历中间，我们需要知道门和路。
Not only in our own personal lives do we need to know that there is this door and this way.
在启示录21章里面给我们看见。
In Revelation 21 it tells us.
圣城新耶路撒冷也是有门有路的。
In the New Jerusalem there's also a door and a way.
我们知道那个是指的教会说的。
And we know that this is directed towards the church.
是教会的门教会的路。
This is the door for the church and the way for the church.
我们知道在属灵世上教会是有门有路的。
We know that in spiritual things, even the church has a door and a way.
但是请我们记得。
But may we remember.
那个也是窄门小路。
May we remember that it is also a small door and a narrow way.
我想我们必须要听主的话。
I think we absolutely need to listen to the word of God.
我再说，如果我们要达到生命的果效。
I say again, if we want to bear the fruits of life.
主已经告诉我们，你进窄门走小路才有生命的果效。
The Lord already told us that if we enter the small door and the narrow way, it'll lead us to life.
你不能更改。
You cannot change that.
所以今天我们教会的生活也是有门有路。
So today in our church life there is a door and a way.
那么新耶路撒冷城门的这个门是什么呢？
Now what exactly is this door and this way in the New Jerusalem?
它首先告诉我们是一个珍珠门。
The Bible tells us that it is a pearl.
啊，我们有很多时候弟兄姊妹读圣经读得不够仔细的时候，我们就领会错误了。
Sometimes if we don't read the Bible carefully enough, we will misunderstand.
There, 他说, 啊, 我懂了。
There was a Chinese brother who said, "Oh, I understand this now." In the Chinese culture, there's this veil or curtain with pearls on it. So when you enter a room, you just divide the pearl curtain and you walk through.
所以他一直以为呢，将来西耶路撒冷呢也是有这个珠帘做门的。
So he thought that in the New Jerusalem it is like this veil of pearls, and you just divide it and you walk through.
但是不，圣经告诉我们说啊，那个每一个门是一颗珍珠。
But it's not accurate. The Bible tells us that each gate is one pearl.
那我们怎么进入呢？
Well, how do we enter in?
当然，这里面是因为有属灵的含义在里面。
But of course, this has a spiritual meaning.
我们知道什么是珍珠，对不对？
We know what a pearl is.
当那个蚌壳里面呢进了一粒沙，那么它开始不舒服了。
When a grain of sand enters this oyster, it irritates the oyster.
那么它就开始分泌一个东西，把它包裹起来。
And so it produces its own shell material around that irritant.
过来时呢，又不舒服，又分泌，一直包，结果包出个珍珠出来。And
layer by layer, it surrounds this irritant and it becomes a pearl.
所以呢，这个珍珠呢，可以说呢，是生命经历的一个累积。So
you can say that this pearl was formed because of accumulation of life.
所以在我们人所用的这许多珠宝的里面，只有珍珠是从生命里面产生出来的。
Out of all the precious stones in the world, only pearls are made from life.
这个是非常有意义的一件事情。
And this has a lot of meaning.
当然有很多人也把它解释成为十字架的经历。Some
people will describe this as the lessons of the cross.
那么事实上，十字架是引进生命的，所以是一个生命的经历。
Of course, the cross is a cross of life, and so we experience that.
你看看这个蚌壳里面有了这么一个沙在它里面，它是。 整天跟着它，所以是天天的，是每时每刻的一个经历。
When that piece of sand, that grain of sand enters that oyster, it is inside the oyster, it's with the oyster all day long.
所以我们有时候跟随主啊，也是一样，好像有一些东西啊，是天天跟着你的。
So as we follow the Lord, it's the same thing. It's as if there are things that are stuck in us wherever we go. And Paul says, there's a thorn in my side. And it's uncomfortable. And three times Paul prayed to the Lord, "Lord, may you remove this thorn from me." And the Lord says to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." And now you use life to cover that source of irritant. And this pearl is formed out of the accumulation of life.
今天呢，那个珍珠啊，各个珍珠不一样，有的又大又圆啊，那很值钱。
And we know that there's different kinds of pearls. That some are very big and round, and those are very valuable.
有的珍珠呢，你看看扁扁的，那个小小的，那个也不值钱。
Some are small and oddly shaped, and those are not worth as much.
所以这些呢，圣经是用来形容我们的经历。
And this, here the Bible uses this to describe the experiences of life.
如果我们能伏在神主大人的手下,
if we can kneel before the Lord's,
愿用生命来包裹我们这些难处,
and we use life to encapsulate the things that irritate us in life,
说不定有一天就包出个大珍珠出来,
and maybe one day we will form this giant pearl.
那么他说这个门呢, 城门是一颗珍珠是什么意思呢?
And what does it mean when the Bible says that the gate is a pearl?
这告诉我们真正的教会生活,
that true church life,
是我们借着生命的经历而进入的。
We enter through that with experiences of life.
我们不是说来到教会里面夹着圣经做礼拜，那么有一点点这个什么这些活动呢，这就是教会生活了。不不不。
Church life doesn't mean that you just become a Sunday Christian and sit in the pews with the Bible.
所以每个弟兄姊妹来到神跟前，我们都应该怎么样？蛮有生命。
So every brother and sister, when we come to church, we need to have life.
哇，我们的唱诗歌是生命的。
When we sing songs of praise, that is life.
我们的祷告是生命的。
Our prayers are full of life.
我们的服事是生命的。
Our service is full of life.
弟兄姊妹，这就是那个。 个珍珠门的意思啊。
This is the meaning of that single pearl as a gate.
今天我们很多人不太懂得这个。
And today we don't fully understand.
所以难怪教会里面缺少生命，缺乏生命。
And that is why in the church there's a lacking of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们记得教会真正的门是一个珍珠。
So we know that the true door to the church is a pearl.
啊，你必须。借着生命的经历进到神的跟前。
And through the experiences of life, you enter in.
我们都知道耶路撒冷的城门很重要。
We know that the gates of Jerusalem are very important.
因为你只有从这个门经过，你才能到神跟前，才能到圣殿去。
Only when you walk through these gates can you enter into the Holy of Holies.
所以在旧约圣经的里面。
So in the Old Testament.
以色列人最后那个被掳归回的故事。
At the end of their captivity,
到了尼希米的时代
when we get to the book of Nehemiah,
圣经记载说呢，城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧。
The Bible says that the walls are destroyed and the gates have been burned.
我们知道这是仇敌很厉害的工作。
We know that this is a very severe work of the enemy.
因为他把你的门给你毁掉了嘛。
He burned the gates.
那么按照今天来讲，就是说呢，把一切所有的真理呢，都把它毁掉了。
And in today's understanding, it means that he's burned all the truth away.
所以我们基督徒跟随主不按照真理来，都是按照传统，按照人的教导，人的意思这么来，你达不到生命的果效。
So today, do we follow the Lord without the source of life, or do we just follow man's ways? Man's ways will not lead to life.
这就是为什么尼希米啊，里面有这么沉重的负担。
That's why in Nehemiah there was this heavy burden.
他在世界上做大官的。
He had a high position in the world.
那么他说的荣华富贵他都不要了。
And he put all of that aside.
回到那个废墟的地方呢，去重建这个城墙城门。
And he went back to this city of destruction to rebuild the gates and the walls.
我们知道他那个城墙建立起来，那个门才得到保护。
And once the gates of the city have been rebuilt, then there's protection.
所以这个是今天末后时代神在教会中间重要的一个恢复。
So in the end times, this is a great revival.
如果我们的真理不能恢复。
And if we cannot be restored,
我们就没有门，你知道吧？
Then there's no door.
这是一个很可怕的一个现象。
And this is a very horrific situation.
并且我们看见在尼希米记第三章里面记载这个城门有十个城门，每个城门上都有名字。
We know that in Nehemiah chapter 3 there are 10 gates and each gate carries a name.
我们知道那个名字呢代表一个真理。
And we know that each name represents a truth.
并且代表一个属灵的经历。
And it also carries a spiritual experience.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我想我没有时间去详细解释这一个。
And we don't have time to describe this in detail.
你们去读的时候，你就看见它十个门有十个名字。
And all 10 gates have 10 names.
其实每一个名字都是一个属灵的经历。
And every name carries a spiritual experience.
真是像一颗珍珠一样。
Like a pearl.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们要知道耶路撒冷新耶路撒冷是有门的。
The New Jerusalem, there is a door.
今天在属灵的意义上面来讲，教会是有门的。
And in a spiritual sense, the church is a door, has a door.
但我们知道不仅有门。
Not only is there a door,
啊，并且呢，还有一条路。
And there is a way.
啊，这条路呢是金金做的。
This road is the street of gold.
并且呢，圣经讲那个金子是透明的。
And the Bible says that this street of gold is transparent like glass.
我们有谁看过透明的金子呢？
Has anyone seen transparent gold before?
啊，我们晓得金属的金子是不透明的。
We know that pure gold is not transparent.
但是呢，那个街道的那个金金是透明的。
But that street, that type of gold is transparent.
圣经用这个说明了神的性情。
And this uses this to describe the character of Christ.
其实讲到基督的性格。
And it talks about the character of Christ.
我们知道主耶稣基督的性格，每一个性格都是金金。
And we know that every characteristic of Christ is like pure gold.
并且每一个性格都是透明的。
And every characteristic is transparent.
所以今天我们不仅进了门。
So today, not only do we enter the door,
你还要走那条路。
We have to walk that road.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为那条路很短，很长啊。
Don't feel like that road is very short, it is very long.
因为那座城呢，长宽高是四千里。
And that street is 4,000 miles.
所以呢, 你一进去呢, 有一条路是4,000里的路。
And you enter in that door, and all of a sudden there's 4,000 miles to travel.
我感谢主,
but thank the Lord, there is only one road.
所以我们知道,
and when you get to that new Jerusalem, you will not get lost.
就只有一条路,
because there is only one street.
今天我们在地上跟随主这个教会的路啊，弄了个错综复杂，常常叫我们那个弄得这个糊里糊涂的，
Today, as we follow, as we live our lives, there are many roads and we get lost.
啊，那么今天在耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷只有一条路。
And in the New Jerusalem, there is only one road.
啊，所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
We need
to enter this gate of pearl.
And
we need to walk on this street of gold. So in the church,
we
enter with life.
And
we manifest the character of Christ.
We
cannot manifest our own
character.
God will not accept
this.
So that's why this door is small and this way is
narrow.
If it is not through Christ, then there is no life. If it is not through the life of Christ, then we don't have that character of
Christ.
So when we enter this new Jerusalem, it is a situation where everything is summed up together in Christ.
And
we can say that this new city is the establishment of all the experiences of life in the church.
No one can create
this on their own. No one can use their own hands to build up a
church. But it is
every brother and sister's experience in life that establishes the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and
sisters,
we know, we need to know that the church, there is a door and a way. And it is a small door and a narrow way. When we read church history, when they truly understood the meaning of this, they could only walk through the small door and the narrow road. We cannot change the word of God. We need the mercy of God. We can see the Church of Galatians. And Paul, when he first preached the gospel to them, it was very pure.
所以保罗说,
so it said that it was the Spirit that began this.
那个地方没有门子, 但是呢, 是圣灵把他们引进去, 我们中文就讲入门,
and there's no, the word door doesn't exist here, but it is the Spirit that led them in.
的确, 事实上今天呢,
and today for us to find the door, it is true, it is the Spirit that leads us to find the door.
而你晓得后来呢, 犹太教中的这班基督徒呢, 他们呢, 跑来搅乱,
and of course, these Jewish Christians came in to stir things up.
They said
that believing in Christ is not
enough.
You need to hold on to the law of
Moses.
And you need to hold on to the circumcision. And you have to hold on to these specific holidays and religious days. All of these purification
things.
And Paul describes this as a different
gospel. They
have brought things other than Christ into the church. So Paul was very upset. And he wrote the book of Galatians.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters. Today, it's easy for us to make this mistake.
是圣灵把我们引入门，我们信了主了。
It's true that the Spirit leads us. We enter the door and we believe in Him.
结果我们很容易就肉体来成全了。
Then we continue on in the flesh.
我们把人的经验、人的方法、人的组织通通带进了。
We take the experiences of man and the ways of man and we bring it into the church.
我们破坏了那个窄与小的原则。
We have destroyed the small door and this narrow way.
所以今天呢我们要能够丰丰富富活在主的生命的里面
Today if we want to live abundantly in the Lord
无论个人的经历无论整个教会的生活都要守住窄与小的原则
Whether it is your own personal life or the life of the church we need to hold on to the principle of the small door and the narrow way
我简单的说吧
And I'll simply put it
就是你在基督之外不能有其他的兴趣
Anything other than Christ you cannot have any interest
这个对我们今天很多基督徒来讲都是很困难的事情
And this is a very difficult thing for Christians
但是主的话是这样说的
But this is the word of God
那么弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
如果我们能听从主的话
If we can heed the words of God
真正守住窄与小的原则
And truly hold on to the principle of the small door and the narrow road
是很艰难的
And even though we know that this way is difficult to walk
没什么外面的这个兴奋没什么热闹 没什么人的称赞
There's no, it's not a glamorous road or an exciting road or the flares of the world
但是我们可以得到主的喜悦
But we can find the pleasure of God
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
主耶稣在马太福音第七章里面的这一段话
In Matthew chapter 7
这是非常重要的一个提醒。
This is a very important reminder to us.
这告诉我们了今天属灵生命经历的重要的两个原则。
And it clearly shows us in our spiritual life two very important principles.
我们必须从窄门进入。
We must enter the small gate.
我们必须走小路。
We must walk the narrow road.
这是今天神在地上他工作的一个重要的法则。
And this is a work that God is doing in this world.
其实你如果进窄门走小路
And when you do walk into that small, through the small gate and walk the narrow road,
你进入基督的丰富的时候
And when you enter into the abundance of Christ,
你才会发现那是一个无限量的一个丰富啊
You will find that abundance is limitless.
什么时候门宽了门宽了路大了弟兄姊妹们这个效果就没有了
And as soon as you step foot into that wide door and that wide road then the effect of the life of Christ is gone
所以愿主用这些话光照我们
So may the Lord use these words to shine it in us
引导我们
To lead us
让我们今生今世在地上
So that we can constantly in this world
无论个人的经历
No matter it's your, if, whether it's your personal experience or the life of the church, may we be the few who find the narrow door and the narrow way. Can we sing a hymn 372 again?
是372这是我们弟兄啊，在他年轻的时候，他所写的一首诗歌。
This is a hymn that our brother Watchman Nee wrote when he was a young man.
他表明他的心志。
And he described the desires in his heart.
我们看见，在他年轻的时候，他就心志要进窄门走小路。
And from a very young age, he desired to walk through the narrow door and walk in the narrow road.
我们都知道，我们的弟兄是一个聪明绝顶的人。
And we know that this.Our brother was a very smart individual.
并且呢，他还有很大的恩赐。
And he had a lot of wisdom.
他知道。
Gifts.
他说，所以他这个第一节说，我若稍微偏离正路，我要立刻舒服。
And that's why he says in this first stanza that if I slightly deviate, then bring me back to the straight.
我们知道，这一个就是宽门大路，你要走这个很舒服，很快就成名了。
And this wide door and this wide road is easy to walk.
很快就得到很多好处。
And we can gain a lot of
但是我们的弟兄愿意拣选窄门小路。
But our brother chooses to walk through the narrow door and the narrow way.
所以这首歌哈，我是很喜欢。
So I really like this hymn.
我们希望主给我们有相同的心志。
May we have the same desire.
在地上学习紧紧跟随主。
That we can follow the Lord like this.
我们请大家一同起立来唱。
Can we all stand and sing?
这首歌哈，每一节都很短。那我们呢，把这个十节通通给它唱一下。
The stanzas are very short in this hymn, so may we sing it all together.
唱完之后呢，我们在主面前同声有点祷告。
And afterwards, may we all pray in one accord.
我们请给我们弹一句就可以。来，
我若稍微偏离尘路，我要立刻束缚，但我纪念我主基督，如何忠心受苦，我既已经撇弃世界所有关系妒忌，虽然道路越走越窄，但我在此时刻，尽管别人藐视冷嘲，我只求主微笑。别人虽然喜欢外貌，但我要主的好。我心所问不是伪善，不是今生空谈，我愿现在卑微施主，那日的他成主，我今每日举目希望审判台前亮光，任由所有生活工作，那日都能耐活。
第六节，请弟兄们唱。
Brothers, stanza six.
让你们去得着民生，佛祖荣耀有份，让你们去得着成功，赞美从这心隆。
姊妹们，第七节。
Sisters.
弟兄们来
，brothers，
因我知道主宰此事，不过得做一事，所以现在我无他志，只愿与主顺事。
姊妹们
，sisters。Together.
那日我要得着尊贵，主要
请大家同声开口，在主面前的。
And we all lift our praise to the Lord.
主，我们一同侍立在你的跟前，我们愿意做听话的人。求主因着你的话语的光引导我们，主啊，保守我们所有的弟兄姊妹，能够一生进窄门，走窄路。主，我们需要你的怜悯。今天地上有很多的变化，主啊，若不是你自己的恩典，你的话引导我们，我们随时都会失落。我们一同侍立在你跟前，把敬拜归给你。主，我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, together we prostrate ourselves before you.
我们仰望你自己的怜悯。
And we look to your mercy.
特别在今天这个混乱黑暗的地上
especially in this world today where there's chaos and darkness
当许多的事情在影响我们的时候
and where many things are influencing us
愿在这个时刻我们能听见你的声音
in these moments may we hear your voice
我们能看见真理的光
may we see the light of truth
主啊保守我们
Lord, protect us.
在不多的日子里面
That in these few days,
让我们进窄门走窄路
May we enter the narrow gate and walk the narrow path.
让我们轻看我们自己所有的一切
And let us look lightly upon all the other things.
好叫我们能够忠心地跟随
So that we can follow you faithfully.
主，我们需要你的怜悯
Lord, we need your mercy.
求你用大能的手握住每一位弟兄和姊妹。
May you use your mighty hand to hold each brother and sister.
主啊，愿我们这次成为一般听话的百姓。
May we be a people who heed your words.
愿意遵行你的命令。
Who are willing to follow you.
主啊，让我们在属灵的事上能够进入更多属灵的实际。
That in spiritual life, may we enter into more spiritual experiences.
愿你的真理更多应验在我们的生活里。
And may your truth be impacted in us more greatly.
让我们用生命来服侍你。
May we serve you out of life.
我们用生命来荣耀你。
May we use life to glorify you.
用生命来见证你的自己。
May we use life to testify of yourself.
今天早晨
This morning,
我们对你说，我们在这里。
We want to say to you, we are here.
主啊，求你扬起脸来。
Lord, may you lift your eyes to us.
用你脸上的荣光照亮我们。
May your glorious face shine upon us.
鼓舞我们。
Encourage us.
激励我们。
And hold us.
让我们能够一直走到路中。
So that we can be faithful in this path.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
时代会改变。
Things will change.
环境会改变
Our circumstances will change.
你的话从来没有改变过
But your words will never change.
愿你的话成为我们脚前的灯路上的光
May your words be the lamp unto our feet.
我们再次把敬拜归给你
Once again we give you all of our worship.
求你垂听我们的祷告
May you hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐
Please be seated.